KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:06, we have partly cloudy skies, 37 degrees in Atlantic. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. We look for it to be mostly sunny today and a high of 66 and winds northwest at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Mid-American energy officials are investigating the cause of a power outage that affected thousands of area residents Wednesday morning. According to Mid-American Energy spokesman Jeff Greenwood, customers in portions of six counties lost electricity at around 9 a.m. Persons served by substations in the Red Oak, Griswold, and Emerson areas, or about 6,000 customers in all, were affected. The power was restored in two stages, with everyone back online by around 10 a.m. Wednesday. Greenwood said the cause of the outage is still undetermined. A Southwest Iowa company has hired a Heartland, Wisconsin company to design its proposed 500,000-square-foot beef processing plant. Cattlemen's Heritage lead developer Chad Tettinger says the plant will be built in northern Mills County, just south of Council Bluffs.
A couple things that will be different. It won't, from the front of it, it won't look like a processing plant. It'll look like an office building. Design is very important to us. It'll also have the state-of-the-art equipment in it, a lot of new equipment that wasn't available even 5 years ago.
Tettinger says ESI Group was chosen to design and construct the facility. He says a new plant like this hasn't been built in a long time.
Certainly in the Midwest, it's been decades. And what you see in plants is they use the existing footprint and figure out a way to fit all the stuff into it. But we had the ability from a brand-new facility to lay out how the equipment should look, how it should lay out, how it should function, make sure that employees have this proper room, have spread out, and then design the building around that.
He says the design process will take several months.
We hope to have final design in the spring, break ground in the spring. It's about an 18-month construction, so around the end of 23, very beginning of 24 is when we hope to be operational.
Tettinger says the plant is expected to employ 750 people, and he says there is a good workforce in the area.
We are going to start out with aggressive pay. The wages will be at the very high end of all of the wages for this field. We also have on-site daycare, on-site banking, and on-site, some limited on-site medical.
That plant is expected to process 1,500 head of cattle each day.
Midwest beef that is primarily small family farm raised, which is very important to us. So we know that the quality of the cattle, the quality of the caretaking, and the source of the cattle, all that is very important to us down to the traceability, so that we know that anything that's coming through our plant is very high quality.
The company says an estimated 3,300 workers will be needed to construct the plant. The Shelby County Board of Supervisors this week set December 21st as the date for a public hearing on a proposal to enter into a general obligation emergency communications equipment loan agreement and to borrow money thereunder in a principal amount not to exceed $1.88 million. The supervisors proposed to enter into the loan agreement for the purpose of paying the cost of acquiring and installing emergency communications equipment and systems. The public hearing will be held at 9 a.m. on the 21st in the supervisors' boardroom at the Shelby County Courthouse in Harlan. Well, police in Shenandoah say a man was arrested on a drug charge early Thursday morning, the 2nd of December, following a traffic stop on a vehicle with an equipment violation. Authorities say that officers pulled the vehicle over in the 200 block of North Center Street in Shenandoah at around 1:40 a.m. Following an investigation, the driver, 21-year-old Noah William Flowers of Essex, was arrested for possession of paraphernalia. He was also cited for driving while suspended. Flowers was released with a citation and a court date. Elsewhere in area news, the Adair County Board of Supervisors met in a regular session Wednesday morning, during which they acknowledged receipts of a manure management plan update from Martin Pork Production out of Afton to spread manure in a southeast portion of Adair County. They also accepted with regret the resignation of the current Harrison Township clerk, and they appointed Molly Dolch to take over the position. In other business, the Adair supervisors heard from Brian Belden and Ashraf Ashour, who is administrator with the city of Stewart. Belden is the city councilman. And they spoke with regard to a local option sales tax, TIF increment financing extension. Belden explained the geography and boundaries will stay the same with the TIF. It's just a renewal of that agreement.
And so it's the areas, the interstate businesses out there, it's Adair County only, and it expires in a year. I'm off the council at the end of the year, so I had talked with the bond attorney, John, and Ash. We're just trying to do the renewal. Neil and I have presented this a year, or excuse me, originally, so we were just trying to renew it before the end of the year if it was amicable with the supervisor.
The current agreement is in effect until June 30, 2023. Any improvements have to stay within the TIF boundary area. Supervisor John Twombly and Board Chair Steve Shelley said that while they have no issue with extending the agreement, both would like to have the county attorney look it over to make sure the wording is satisfactory, and the rest of the board agreed. And Adair County Engineer Nick Kaufman reported on Secondary Roads Department activities. He mentioned Gust Construction is working on the Lake Road project.
One pipe placed, one of the extensions done. They're working on the structure now. They've got about half the floor poured. Should get the other half poured, looks like maybe today.
And authorities are searching for a missing autistic teenager in northeast Iowa's Fayette County. Sheriff's officials are asking for the public's help in locating 14-year-old Walker Richardson of Arlington. They said he was last seen Wednesday around 2:30 p.m. wearing a blue shirt and blue jeans. According to authorities, Richardson is a highly functioning autistic who they're actively trying to find. They began their search Wednesday afternoon but suspended operations overnight due to safety concerns. Authorities were organizing a search party this morning and plan to resume search operations at 9:30. I'm Rick Hansen, KJAN News.